This is the Small Business Marketing Show, Episode 10.
You're listening to the Small Business Marketing Show, the place for dramatically different marketing ideas that get dramatic results. Coming to you from the worldwide broadcasting headquarters of the 1,000 Small Businesses Project. Now, here's your host, Steve Gordon.
Okay, let's dive into creating a marketing message for your business. In the last episode, we talked about how to identify your ideal prospect. And if you missed that, you'll want to go back and listen to it later. But today, we're going to focus on the message. Now that we've got that ideal prospect identified, we know who we're talking to. Now we want to figure out what we're going to say to them to convince them to give us money. And one of my longtime mentors, Dan Kennedy, talks about the importance of message to market match. And I really believe that that is the key difference between marketing that works and marketing that totally bombs. So that's why we started in that last episode really by defining who the market is and who we're going to talk to. Okay, let's talk for a minute about some of the problems that I see frequently with the marketing messages that are created by a lot of small businesses. And then once we go through what the problems are, we're going to share some ideas about how you can go about fixing that in your business. So some of the problems that we see really commonly, and probably the number one problem that I see, is that the business will talk about the features of their product, the features of their service, the features of the business itself. And it's almost sort of like, you know, name, rank, and serial number. They'll tell you how many people they have on staff, how much experience they have, why they're great. You know, if it's product that's being sold, it's, you know, how many horsepower that lawnmower engine has. You know, things that, while they are important to the product itself, they aren't very important to the selling of the product. Not at least until they're converted into something that's meaningful for a customer. And so really probably the number one thing is to focus on features. And we want to get away from that. We'll talk about how to do that in a minute. The other thing that you see a lot in small business marketing is that it all looks the same within an industry. And so if you go and look, and professionals are particularly bad at this, the lawyers, the doctors, you know, accountants, engineers, but it happens really in almost any category of business. But if you go to a trade show and you took all the names and logos off of all the trade show booths, you would not be able to tell the difference between one company and the next, because they all say they're interested in top quality. They all have basically the same services that they offer. There's just absolutely nothing unique about them. And the way that that happens within an industry is, you know, you get people moving around from company to company. So you get some of that marketing knowledge transferred from one place to another and said, oh, well, we did it like this over here. You know, now that I'm at this new company, let's do it that way again. The other thing you get is that, you know, you'll have a business owner look and say, well, wow, my buddy Joe over on the other side of the state, you know, he's going gangbusters, it looks like. Let me look at his marketing, because he must be doing something well, and let me copy that. He may be doing something well, but, you know, just by copying that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get something new and unique for your business. And so what happens is you get this incestuous sort of marketing going on within an industry. And pretty soon what that does is it commoditizes the entire industry. So you'll hear that complaint all the time. You go to your industry association and everybody will complain that, God, we just, you know, we have to compete on price. Customers are horrible. Clients are horrible because they just want to beat us down. They're constantly price shopping. Don't they understand the value that we deliver? Well, frankly, they don't, because you haven't told them. And you haven't told them in a way that means something to them. And so when you get this kind of copycat marketing going on in an industry, it makes it very difficult, if that's what you're going to do, to stand out and do and compete on anything other than price. But if you'll do some of the things that we suggest in here, you will stand out and be a leader among that group in the eyes of the customers and the prospects. And all of a sudden, they'll have a reason to choose you over everyone else, because you will be different. You know, another thing that we see often in small business marketing is the fact that the marketing is just flat boring. There's no life to it. And there's no humor used oftentimes. you're selling to people, whether you sell to consumers or you sell business to business, you're selling to other human beings. They want to connect with you as a human being, not with your company. They can't connect with your company. It's impossible for that to happen. So they need to connect with you and your staff. And this is like the secret to small business marketing, I think, and that is unleashing the personality of the business owner. You know, you as the business owner, you are a unique person and no one can copy your personality. And if you put your personality into the business and into the marketing and use the marketing to amplify that, now you have a competitive advantage that just can't be copied. Now, there are two more problems that I see really frequently with my clients when they first come on board. One of those is that they don't speak to the customers. They're not talking. They're not conversational in the way that they portray their marketing message. And it goes back to your customers, your prospects wanting to connect with you on a human level. When you write your marketing in a very stuffy, formal way, it makes it very difficult for them to feel any sort of connection because it's sterile. You want to put some warmth into it and some conversation. I always coach my clients to think when you're writing your marketing materials, think about how you would say it as if you're sitting one-on-one with your ideal prospect across the table from them, and keep that in your head as you create your marketing message. That'll give you the right tone to get your message across most effectively. You know, the last thing that we see, and this is probably the easiest to fix, the quickest to fix, is that most small business marketing that you see has no clear next step for someone who is interested to take. So you might see get handed a brochure, and the brochure tells you all about the company. All the features are listed there, like we've talked about. But other than putting the phone number on there, there's no real reason for that prospect to take any kind of action. And that's probably the most critical thing that you need them to do. You need the ones who are interested to take action and take it immediately. And the best way to do that is to ask them to take that action. All right, well, now that we've talked about what some of the problems are, let's talk about how to address some of those problems. And, you know, John Carlton, who is an outstanding copywriter, probably one of the best in the world, likes to say that you need to enter the conversation that your prospect is already having in their mind. You need to get into their reality and be able to relate to them in their language, using their terms, on a subject that is of concern to them, and you have to relate what you do to that. And that's where most of your work is in crafting your marketing message. You need to talk about benefits rather than features by themselves. And so if you're selling a lawnmower and it has a, you know, 200 horsepower engine, which would be a heck of a lawnmower, but if it's got a 200 horsepower engine, you need to be able to explain to me before I go out, you know, to cut the grass on a Saturday, why I need that 200 horsepower engine. Am I going to get the grass done faster so that I can be drinking a beer sitting in my hammock? What's in it for me? And you've got to explain that. Be outrageous. Get out of boring land and look at what all of your competitors are doing and do the exact opposite. You're going to stand out. You're going to have some fun. You'll probably catch some flack from your competitors about it, but who cares? The only opinions that matter are those from the people who actually give you money. Use a conversational tone in your marketing and avoid that temptation to sound stuffy and use that big company style of writing your marketing materials. Don't just sell a product or a service. Build an offer. Build something that's bigger than all of that. Something that isn't easily comparable from your business to one of your competitors. And you can do that using things like bonuses and extras and special service, things that you can add on at little to no cost that have a high value to your customers, but will really set you apart because you're being creative in how you package up your service or your product. And then finally, have a call to action that directs the prospect to the logical next step, whether that's to buy your product or service, to schedule an appointment with you, to pick up the phone and call for more information, you know, to request a free report or, you know, a CD or go to your website, whatever that next step is, make sure that you're clear about what it should be, that you direct the prospect to it, and that you ask them to do it. Okay, what's next? Well, in the next episode, we're going to continue on this line, and we're going to talk about how to use your message now as part of a marketing system that educates your prospects. So come back, check with us again next week. During my business career, I've discovered 11 marketing maxims, proven principles of successful businesses that have stood the test of time. Each week, I share another marketing maxim with you to help you improve your business and get to the next level. This week, I'll share with you marketing maxim number one. You are the marketer of your business. And I believe this is the first principle that you really need to internalize if you're going to get your business to the next level. It is a complete mindset shift for many, many business owners. You know, in small business, a lot of us get into the businesses that we're in because we like doing the work. We like doing whatever it is that we deliver, whether we're attorneys, we like practicing law, whether we're architects or engineers and we like designing things, or whether we're retailers and we like interacting with customers and providing them value and selling them products and services that make their lives better. Whatever it is, we enjoyed the business and the doing of it, and it attracted us to it, and we jumped in with both feet and started a business. Well, at some point, the realization comes that, hey, we've got to get some customers in here because, you know, bills have to be paid, payroll has to be made, and we need to make some money. And to do that, you've got to be able to market and you've got to be able to sell. Well, oftentimes, if you come from the operational side, the doing side, you don't have that skill set in marketing and in sales to really go out and be able to create business on demand and create money coming in on demand. You know, it's a really important skill to build, and I've found that it takes a complete mindset shift. So you have to quit thinking of yourself as the doer of your business, as, you know, the attorney that practices law or the accountant that does the books and those sorts of things. Yes, sure, that might still be a large part of what you do day in and day out, but your role within the business is really to market the business, to communicate with the world the value that it brings to the right group of people, the right market. And, you know, it's kind of a cliche saying, but, you know, you hear it all the time, but the truth is nothing happens until you make a sale. You can be as good at executing the operational side of your business as anyone in the world, but if you can't get a customer, it really is of no value to anyone. So you have to first get in and master the marketing side of business before you can deliver any value. You've got to begin thinking of yourself as the chief marketer and the number one salesperson in your business. And the reason that I think it's often tempting for small business owners to want to delegate this, but the reason that I think it is almost impossible to delegate is that, you know, it's your business. It's you know, you're the one that started it and you're passionate about it. You've come to it because you feel like you've really got something good that people want and that you love doing. And it's very hard to transfer that passion and that understanding of what value you bring to the world over to someone else. Certainly difficult to transfer to someone internally, but it is monumentally difficult to transfer that and just hand it off to an advertising or a PR firm who is going to, you know, put somebody on your account for a few hours a week. So it's really something that if you look at it and you decide, hey, yeah, this is the most important thing in the business, and I'm here to tell you that it is the most important function in your business, that, you know, it's really as the owner of the business, as the CEO, you've got to have both hands on that marketing wheel. And you've got to be paying attention to the degree that you have complete control over your marketing message and over your marketing strategy. And the reason that I think these things are so critical, again, is that, you know, the way that you're presented to the world happens through your marketing. And you've got to be right on top of that. Now, there are ways to make it easier so that it doesn't consume all of your time. You can certainly delegate some of the work of marketing to other people in the business and to outside consultants and service providers. What I think has to remain firmly in your hands is the marketing strategy and the marketing message. And with those, you can certainly get help. You can find expert help who can, you know, come in and help you refine and hone those messages and hone that strategy and give you some of the tactics that you need to really, you know, reach the market that you're trying to reach. But ultimately, you've got to say, hey, I'm responsible for this, and if it's going to get done, I'm going to be right in the middle of it. Getting the work done and doing the day-to-day, week-to-week work of communicating with your market can be really time-consuming. That's where you can delegate. And your job really is to build a marketing system around your message and around your strategy and develop this system so that you can hand off the day-to-day grunt work to somebody else in your organization or to an outside consultant that can help you get it done. All right, so let's talk about how you can make this shift, you know, and if you don't have marketing background, how you can get from where you are today to where you need to be and really have the skills that you need to drive your business and take it to the next level. You know, the good news is that marketing is a skill set and it's learnable. No one was born to be a marketer. Nobody just came out of the womb and, you know, had those skills. It's something that is learned and it's something that you can learn. And frankly, it's something you can learn relatively easily. There are some things that you can do to get good at it. Number one, listen to programs like this. You're doing that. It's a step in the right direction. Absolutely. You can read books on marketing. And there are thousands and thousands, literally, of books and new ones coming out all the time on marketing. You can work with experts. So you can go and find people who have done it before who can guide you and give you the shortcuts and kind of hold your hand step by step as you build a marketing system and as you develop a strategy. And they can share with you, hey, here's what's worked in industries and businesses similar to yours. And you know, here are some of the things that haven't worked. Let's avoid those. And so they can really provide a shortcut to you. You can certainly attend seminars and buy courses. But in the end, whatever information you get is wonderful, but is of absolutely no value until you start doing it, until you start taking action and putting it into practice. So after hearing this, you really have two things that have to be done if you want to make this shift and if you want to take your business to the next level. Number one, you have to make the decision to become the marketer of your business and make that your primary role in your business. Number two, you've got to commit to finding the knowledge that you need, whether that's finding that knowledge through courses and seminars and training or finding it through people that you associate with and that you hire to help you, or a combination of both. You've got to find that knowledge to get started. Then you've got to take what you've learned and put it into practice, and put it into practice quickly. The faster that you can implement the marketing strategy and the tactics that you pick up, the more results you'll get, the quicker you will learn, and the more successful your business will be. So that's it for today and marketing maxim number one. And I want you to go out and decide to be the marketer of your business.
You've been listening to Master Marketer Steve Gordon. Steve invites you to discover his most popular marketing report ever, The 7 Deadly Marketing Sins That Will Kill Your Business. Visit 1000smallbusinesses.com/free gift and sign up to get instant access to this valuable resource. Go now to 1000smallbusinesses.com/free gift to claim your copy today.